إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه، عليك أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم يا سيدي يا رسول الله. أما بعد، as we have these short types of khutbas, I just want to get rid directly to the point. It's something that we do every day. However, we are responsible about the way that we do it. The point that I'm going to talk about with you is spending for the sake of Allah. Al-infaq fi sabilillah. This is one of the things. One, you're going to be asked it in the Day of Judgment. An Malik, on your income. Where did you get it from? Where did you spend to? So where did you spend it is very important, because it is your responsibility. It's an individual responsibility. It's your individual responsibility. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you read Quran, as long as you are responsible, Allah always articulate the way that you do it. It's always like this. If something that you are responsible about, then you will find in the Quran exactly how to do it. Exactly how to do it. As long as you're responsible. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "An Allah la yazlimu mithqala dharra." That means Allah is absolutely fair. Now, how fair is going to happen? If you tell me to do something and you didn't tell me how to do it. No, Allah told us about your responsibility, however, told us how to do it. And we are talking our emphasis about these things, how to do it. Okay? These ayat that we are going to mention, inshallah, it's a group of ayat around one thing. It's when you spend your money in anything. In anything. First, yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Al-Baqarah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ indicate your income. Has to be pure. Has to be clean. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِرْهُمْ. Spend zakah to purify your money. Get rid of anything of your income. It's a huge responsibility upon us. There is a story about Khalifa Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Someone actually invited him to eat something. And he was asking, he was in the middle of eating, where did he get the money from? And then he explained to him where did he get the money from he bought the food from. And then he found that it is not coming from the right source. He put his finger into his mouth to throw up. Because every part of your body that's being built and benefit from this, you are responsible about. You see this? He's so dead. I mean, we have to be so exact in this one. We have to be very careful. So that's one. The second thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us, you have to be in balance. You have to be in balance in the sense you have to spend, but don't spend too much. And you have to keep some money. But don't be miser again. So you have الذين لم إذا أنفقوا. So if, when they spend, لم يسرفوا ولم يقتروا وكان بين ذلك قواما. It's a very interesting ayah. See, you don't spend too much, you don't save too much, and you have to be balanced in this one. And this one, this ayah, is actually the standard is individual. Because it's up to your income and up to your expenses and up to your what you have to spend and your responsibility. Then you have to keep that balance. Because the family that you're spending upon and you're responsible about, you have to spend these ones. Now, how many members in this family could be, depends on the number of people. You are responsible about them. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that methodology. وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. The balance. Muslim has to be balanced in this. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. We are in a balance, this type of balanced ummah. And to get this one, then that means individually we have to get that balance. And that means in the whole ummah, we are in that balance. So you have to get that balance individually first. الَّذِينَ لَمْ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. This ayah told us, you have to be balanced in your spending money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا, that means أَنْفَقُوا in anything, when you spend in anything, on food, in cloth, in car, in house, and whatever it is. Okay? This is very important, because it's always what you need. Don't get to the point, what you want. Because what you want is endless. What you want is endless. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when all was talking about graces from Allah, He didn't say need. يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا. You want. Because when you ask Allah, you want. Just in reality, when you ask Allah for something, get to the biggest thing you can need. Because this is Allah. But when you spend for your things, spend what you need. You are responsible about this. Because what you want, each and every one of us has all his own dreams. And the point is, when you get to the behavior of spending on what you want, you get to the trick from shaitan. The trick is, زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَلَهُمْ. It's a huge trick. What does it mean, that زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ? That means you spend on something you don't need. You just spend left and right. And shaitan is actually supporting you. You need this, you want it, it's slightly, it's very nice, it's and so on, and so on, and so on. And what do you need more? You spend more than your income, you have to get loan, and so on. See, now you exceed the limit. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. You have to get that balance between spending money and saving. Okay, so that's the second behavior. Also, when you spend your money, لَيْسَ لَدَيْهُمْ خَشَّةَ الْإِنْفَاقِ. That's for Allah. When you spend for Allah, have that confidence. Spend as much as you can. Spend as much as you can. Don't worry about it. Never ever worry about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a promise. وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَخْلُفُ. Whatever you spend, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will compensate you. Now how? You will not know how. That's not your responsibility. And the story that happens to Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, a man came to him, and he was sitting among Sahaba, and he was asking, begging him, please give me some money, I need, I am poor, and so on. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam wasn't a businessman who has lots of money to give and spread. No, he doesn't have that. He's not that wealthy person. However, he wants to help him. So he asked him actually about what you do, what you know, how to do, and so on. The man is very poor. But at the same time, he wants to help him positively. Not in the sense you need some money or you need food, I'll give you food, end of story. No. He wants him to stand on his feet. And that's one of the concepts for us as Muslims to know. When we help, we have to think about not only help our brothers and sisters just this one time, one off, no. How to spend and help him to stand on his feet and be independent. Not to ask anyone else. And then Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam told him, go out to these traders, take the goods that you need, and tell them that Prophet Muhammad, he's going to pay. Now we think about it. Allah, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam put a commitment on his, because he doesn't know what this guy is going to go out and buy. He doesn't know. It could be a lot of things. Who knows? And this man is going to sell these things and all the money for him. And that's a commitment that Prophet Muhammad alayhi, because those traders are going to come back to Prophet Muhammad and ask him, this man has told us that you are going to pay, and he has to pay. The man was absolutely heavy. He's going to take goods for nothing, and he's going to sell it, take all the money. The Sahaba started to ask Prophet Muhammad, like, why did you commit yourself to this? You don't know him, he's probably a failure or something, so why did you commit yourself? He didn't reply to them. He didn't give them any answer. He actually doesn't have the money at that moment. So he didn't reply. And then one of the Ansar was sitting among those people. What did he say? He said, Ya Rasulullah, أنفق ولا تخشى من ذي العرش إقلالا. أنفق ولا تخش من ذي العرش إقلالا. That means spend for Allah. Don't worry about it. لا تخش من ذي العرش إقلالا. Allah سبحانه وتعالى will not put you down, because that's for Allah. Then what Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام told him? هكذا علمت أو هكذا أمرت أو كما قال. That means this is the way I think. This is the way I know. This is the way I've been learned. When you spend for Allah, spend. Don't worry. This is something that is endless. Even if you don't have the money now, you commit yourself to something, and you know that there is some money that's going to come, pay it now. Because it's for Allah. And Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام told us in the hadith, اللهم أعطي منفقا خلفا وأعطي ممسكا تلفا. Subhanallah. This is a hadith. That means spending for Allah, and Allah will compensate you. Don't worry about it. If you hold your money, subhanallah, a lot of things is going to be destroyed and spoiled, and you have to fix it. Think about your home. How many things at home that you have to maintain, and blah, 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 and so on? A lot. We have lots of things. Spend for Allah. You will find these things, subhanallah, running smoothly. It never shut down. Nothing wrong goes with it. For years and years, subhanallah. That's a blessing from Allah. That's actually saving your money. Because as you know, if you ask anyone, people who knows business and you know all of that, to increase your income, one of two things. Either to increase your sales or to reduce your cost. Right? This is it. So it's either you sell more or you reduce your cost. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do the blessing. How it happens, that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But every time you are spent for Allah, don't worry about it. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى سيدنا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. اللهم صل وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله. The fourth behavior that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, this is very important for us to understand. This is told us in the story in Surah Al-Qasas. In the story of Qarun. You know Qarun, who the man who lived during Prophet Musa. He was a very wealthy man, but he ended up to kufr. There was a lot of reasons. The story is long. He was a chemist, and they asked him, how did he make it? He said, this is me. He didn't mention Allah at all. He didn't mention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided him the knowledge and the science to do that and make that huge money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expressed his wealth in a very, very interesting Arabic language. إِنَّ مَفَتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بُالْعُصْبَةِ أُولُو الْقُوَّةِ. Indication of his wealth. Huge. But what is the advice in this surah? And that's the behavior that all of us has to know. وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ ولا تنسى نصيبك من الدنيا وأحسن كما أحسن الله إليك ولا تبغي الفساد في الأرض إن الله لا يحب المفسدين وابتغي فيما آتاك الله الدار الآخرة. We need to understand this. This is a very important ayah, because there is a misunderstanding in this one with a word you probably heard about, zuhd. A zuhd, in some definition, that you refrain life totally. You just like dedicate yourself totally to Allah, and you don't do anything, it's just to Allah, which is a total misunderstanding of what exactly the ayah is about. Az-zuhd doesn't mean that you have to be poor to be for Allah. No. No, that's not the meaning. The meaning, and I'll mention this one, the meaning of this one, one of those people who was leader of Sufiya. I'm not a Sufi or anything, but just to highlight the meaning. Al-Imam Abu al-Hasan al-Sijli, who is actually all the Shazliya schools of this one coming from this guy. But he understands the meaning of this. Once he went to the mosque, and he was in a very, very nice, clean cloth. And he told him, Imam, you are Sufi. You shouldn't be coming in that clean, very nice, very looking. How come is that? You should be coming in just like something which is very old. You don't have any money, just to show us that you are that zahid. That means you don't live your life. And he told them, that's not the meaning. The meaning is, سؤال الله الدنيا في طلب الآخرة. What does that mean? You ask Allah for wealth for the day of judgment. So you ask Allah to make you rich, but for the sake of the akhirah. How could that be? Yes, because the money that you get, you spend more and more for the sake of Allah. So you are wealthy. And keep in mind something, ulama said, when you ask Allah for that purpose, سؤال الدنيا في طلب الآخرة. You ask Allah to have that success, money, blessing, for the sake of a day of judgment. So you spent everything for the sake of judgment. You spent for everything for the sake of Allah. You spend everything that you have to satisfy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-dunya, the world, will be coming to you. You ask for it for Allah, it's coming to you. Subhanallah. سؤال الدنيا لطلب الآخرة. And that's why the ayah, Surah Al-Qasas, وَبِدَّغِي فِيمَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهِ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. That means the purpose of what you have, take all the money, half of it, because you're so wealthy, but spend part of it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spend for it. So it's not the purpose is that you have to be poor. No, the purpose is have you have to be wealthy, have that money, but spend it for the sake of Allah. Do as much as you can, as long as you are that wealthy, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبِدَغِي فِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. That means you have to live your life for whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow you to live. This is the pleasure of life within the limits of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to do. وَبِدَغِي فِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. That means your share of life, take it, enjoy it, within the boundaries of Islam. So it's not the purpose for us as Muslims to be poor people and this is that we are living for the sake of Allah. No, do your best in life. Make money, make trading. But that money, don't forget, there is a big share in that money for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبْتَغِي فِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. أحسن كما أحسن. This means that أحسن للناس كما أحسن الله إليك. That means you have to be good for the people as Allah has been good to you. That's the purpose. So you have to be that good for the people, spending your money for the poor people, for the needy ones, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide you that money. Don't get the example of Qarun, because he hold all his wealth for himself. This is نَمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. This is my effort. Nobody helped me. Totally denying for Allah subhanahu wa blessing. And that's the trick. فَخَصَفَ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْأَرْضِ. It's a huge trick. And that's why we have to live our life and ask for dunya. Ask for wealth. Ask for pleasure. But for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. So this is something that we have to understand, that to live our life for the sake of Allah. قُلْ إِنَّ نُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. النُسُك, all of your worship, محيايا, all your life, وَمَمَاتِي, your death, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, for Allah. You do this for Allah. So you ask for prosperity of life, but for the day of judgment, because you know that this is the end. And you spend the money, whatever blessing that you have, your effort, your wealth, your knowledge. Because some people are not that wealthy, but they are knowledgeable. They could help the people with their knowledge. Do it. Whatever skills that you have. But that's for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to get to this behavior. Asking Allah, سؤال الدنيا لطلب الآخرة. To ask Allah for life, good life, for the sake of Day of Judgment. Because that's what we are going to be asked about. Where did you get the income from? Where did you spend it to? This is something, that balance of behavior is that our difference in life between us and non-Muslims. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want us to live that life. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. You have to enjoy it. But at the same time, don't forget, there are rights to our brothers, Muslims, and humanity. For these ones, we have commitments towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to understand this four. You have to be balanced. You have to ask Allah, enjoy your life for the sake of judgment. You have to purify your money. This is very important. You have to spend for Allah with confidence. Don't worry about it. Just spend. Just spend. In the day of judgment, even the most spender of us will regret. SubhanAllah, how he's going to regret? Yes, he's going to regret because he's going to say, oh, I wish I've done more. SubhanAllah. So even this one, even the one who spent too much, he's going to regret because he wished that he's going to be spent more money than this. It's all of us have shaitan upon each and every one of us, whispering in us. He's doing his best at his job. He's 7 by 24 upon you. Every one of us, when you spend, you have this commitment to buy this food, all of that. It's all of us. So we have to remember that, brothers and sisters, inshallah. قُلُوا قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ اللهم اجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه ربنا تقبل منا صلاتنا ودعاءنا واغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإنا على طاعتك رب العالمين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك على الوجه الذي يرضيك رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا من أحبائك على الوجه الذي يرضيك اجعلنا من المحسنين اجعلنا من الطائعين اجعلنا من المتوكلين اجعلنا على أي وجه يرضيك رب العالمين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك أناء الليل وأطراف النهار يا رب العالمين أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا